Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Cannabis Sativa. If you're currently a medical marijuana patient, or you live in an adult use state and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me or get at me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit me up on the socials at Instagram. I can be found at iamcannabissativa with both S's. I can also be checked out at IC Sativa Podcast on Twitter. You can get this particular podcast on iTunes, Anchor FM, Stitcher, and the Google Play Music Store. If you want to boost up our podcast and continue to spread our message, please rate and review us on iTunes or any of the apps that you access this particular podcast at, because that'll bump us up on the algorithm and put this podcast and project in front of even more eyeballs. And if you also like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of this podcast and support us. We plan on doing big things with our humble little project, such as going to trade shows, going to other MMJ or adult use states, and doing on-field work. Supporting us helps us do crucial things like keeping the lights on, paying for bills, paying for hosting, and paying for travel. You can do this by going to www.anchor.fm/iamcannabissativapodcast/support. And you can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/icsativapodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and $10 tier if you're feeling extra generous, and those come with their own benefits too. Afternoon, everyone. It is 2:10 p.m. in Legal, Massachusetts, the heartland of America. I hope you guys are having a wonderful and splendid afternoon. As you can tell, we played the victory theme. We got some pretty decent news coming out of Texas. I mean, it's not as good of a solution as we would have hoped, but we are seeing some sort of improvements here. And so the governor signed a new law that's going to legalize hemp farming in the state. So that's pretty good news, in my opinion. So they finally basically legalized hemp for the most part. So I'm going to read the article. It's from DallasNews.com. Excuse me. So it's written by Lauren McGaughty, Texas government reporter. So Austin, Governor Greg Abbott signed a new law Monday that clears up which CBD products are legal in Texas and will now allow local farmers to grow hemp as a crop. The law, which received bipartisan support in the state legislature, goes into effect immediately. It will allow Texas to set up a federally approved program for farmers to grow hemp as an industrial crop, including the procedures for sampling, inspecting, and testing. It also expands the kind of hemp products that can be legally purchased in Texas, includes any hemp or hemp-derived products containing less than 0.3% THC, or tetrahydrocannabidiol, the psychoactive compound found in cannabis plants. This includes cannabidiol, or CBD, products. While Texans have found oils, tinctures, and other CBD goods on store shelves for years, those that contain even trace amounts of THC were technically illegal here. Now, as long as these products are derived from hemp, contain less than 0.3% THC, and meet other labeling and quality standards, they are legal. Marijuana will remain illegal in Texas. Abbott, a Republican, did not sign the hemp bill publicly, nor did his office return a request for comment on the new law. Dude, even Cocaine Mitch was happy to celebrate the hemp bill being signed. As bad as Cocaine Mitch is, even he knew the benefits of hemp and knew, I mean, even though he still believes in the culture we're posturing about marijuana as a whole, you know, he is all in for hemp, you know? And even Cocaine Mitch had, like, was excited and celebrated the hemp legislation he helped push through last year. Even he was like, yeah, I mean, it's good optics for me to be pro-hemp, even though I think the devil's lettuce is going to ruin Lily White Kentucky or whatever. Like, even he knew that it was good optics and good politics to celebrate hemp being legal. Christ. This guy, this Abbott, Governor Abbott, needs to be taken out of office. And his czar crony, Dan Patrick. It's redonkulous. Redonkulous. And like, who knows if Governor Abbott is going to sign the HB 3703, which is a measure to expand the list of conditions that doctors may recommend medical marijuana for in their limited CBD program. So who knows? I mean, with Governor Dan Patrick or Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick being reefer madness, and you know him being directly under the tutelage of the governor. I mean, the governor could pick someone who's less reefer madness, but doesn't because he secretly likes this opinion. You know, I mean, I really think the governor himself, Governor Abbott, being like, I'll support decrim, and I'll give my blessing behind it. But he knows that his buddy or his crony, who's his lieutenant governor, is gonna block it, and he's never gonna have to see it. It's like it's a well placed bluff, in my opinion. But yeah, I mean, let's continue. Abbott, a Republican, did not sign the bill publicly, nor did his office return a request for comment on the new law. Other GOP leaders applauded the bill's passage into law as long overdue. Quote, I'm excited that we have taken one step towards giving producers in Texas the opportunity to grow hemp, Agricultural Commissioner Sid Miller said in a statement. Quote, Texas will be leader in hemp production, and we will be submitting our plan and writing rules to follow the 2018 Farm Bill that was recently enacted in Texas. This will be another tool for farmers that are looking to diversify their farming operations. The federal government removed hemp from its list of controlled substances, a move the Lone Star State replicated in April. But unlike the 42 other states that have already opted into industrial hemp production, Texas had not. A decision, farmers said, was holding them back from tapping into a lucrative and popular cash crop. In fact, until Abbott signed the hemp bill into law Monday, state law still defined marijuana and hemp as the same, rendering both broadly illegal in Texas. Hemp and marijuana both come from the cannabis plant family. Unlike its high-inducing cousin, hemp contains low levels of THC. Heather Fazio, director of Texans for Responsible Marijuana Policy, called the bill signing a big step for Texans and one we can all be proud of, end quote. The Texas legislature got at least one thing right this session when they legalized hemp. Finally, Texas farmers are no longer cut out of this lucrative agricultural market. Plus, Texans are now free to use CBD without fear of arrest, Fazio said in a statement. Cannabis laws were a major issue during the 2019 legislative session that wrapped up May 27th. While a bill to decriminalize small amounts of marijuana failed, lawmakers approved an effort to slightly expand who can access medical cannabis under the state's Compassionate Use Act. The bill is still waiting for Abbott's signature or veto. The governor has until Sunday, June 16th, to make a decision. End of article. I mean, if you're in Texas, I'm gonna put in the show notes Governor Abbott's information so you can persuade him to try to expand the qualifying condition list for the CBD program. You know, I mean, I know it's not what we all want in Texas or whatever, what you guys want in Texas. I know people are starving for like a real medical marijuana program where they can get THC products, whatever THC products their doctor or nurse practitioner or whatever recommends, not just be limited to CBD. Because guess what? CBD doesn't work to treat everyone's issues. Some people need the THC, or some people exclusively need THC. Why should they be shut out because of a lawmaker's reefer madness, or a lieutenant governor's reefer madness, or lawmaker's reefer madness? Again, it's lawmakers playing doctor, which they don't really have business doing. But I don't want to keep this episode too long. As always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Fight tyranny and try to push this over the top if you live in Texas. And the bill to expand the qualifying, especially the bill to expand the qualifying bill list condition, because I mean this already got signed, so you already have legal hemp now, which is great. But the bill to expand the qualifying condition list, absolutely stand for that. Peace.